Sharpen your thinking skills. There's an interesting theory posed by an economist. A couple of economists, actually. The first compared life before agriculture to life after agriculture. When you are a hunter-gatherer, you are always living in the now. If you are hungry, you go out and kill something now and eat it. But with the discovery of agriculture, that all changed. The stuff you ate today was the result of stuff you did 3 months ago. The stuff you were doing today would affect your life in 3 months. The idea of living only for the now had to be forgotten. This changed our perception of time. We were forced to examine how our actions now would affect our lives within a couple of months. Cavemen and cavewomen never needed to do this. They just followed the migrating animals and killed and ate them whenever they could. The other economist looked at interest rates in England leading up to the Industrial Revolution. Interest rates are closely related to something they call time preference. The more you can feel how today's actions will affect your life in a year, the lower your time preference will be. For example, imagine if you truly had zero idea what life or the world would be like in a week. This would give you a very high time preference. You would prefer to spend money now much more than keep it for a couple of months. On the flip side, imagine having a very clear idea of what your life would be like in a year. This would make it much easier to see how all your actions today, exercise, study, daily habits, etc., would impact your life in a year. Generally speaking, the lower the time preference is, the easier it is to compare action today versus life in a year, the lower the interest rate of society would be. And guess what? For the few hundred years leading up to the Industrial Revolution, interest rates were slowly falling, meaning that people were getting better and better at comparing actions today versus life in a year, which makes sense. If you don't really care what happens to you in a couple of weeks, you'll live a pretty unhealthy life. You won't exercise, you'll eat a bunch of junk food, and you'll spend money as soon as you get it, and self-improvement doesn't make any sense. On the other hand, if you really do care what life will be like in a year, you'll live a very healthy life. You'll be more likely to exercise, eat right, get decent sleep, and do something every day to improve your skills. This is how you build your brain, just like a muscle, so you can see further and further forward in time. Let all the other goofs run around worried about chasing the now pleasure. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.